Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born January 15, 1929, the middle child born in their grandfather William's house on Auburn Avenue in Atlanta. There were a few black-owned businesses. A bank, two insurance companies, a drugstore that grew into a chain of five drugstores throughout the city. In his youth, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. sold the Atlanta Journal, and by the time he was 13, he'd be promoted to assistant manager at one of the newspaper's neighborhood deposit stations. He started Morehouse College as a freshman in 1944, studying sociology to help him understand the behavior of people, and English to help him become a better speaker. Dr. King developed a passion for philosophy, which was inspired by Henry David Thoreau's Civil Disobedience essay, in which Thoreau promotes the need to prioritize one's conscience over the dictates of laws. He was in constant search for other writers and philosophers which could supply him with knowledge to fight injustice. Shortly after returning to Atlanta for his senior year at Morehouse, Dr. King was ordained a minister and elected assistant pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church. After graduating from Morehouse in 1948, he enrolled at Crozer Theological Seminary in Chester, Pennsylvania on a scholarship. He would be one of six African-American students among 100 whites. He'd graduate at the head of his class, delivering the valedictory address, and recipient of the Lewis Crozer Fellowship Scholarship of $1,200. While pursuing his doctorate at Boston University, he met Coretta Scott, who was studying at the New England Conservatory of Music. Following graduation, Dr. King accepted the pastorate at Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. As president of the Montgomery Improvement Association, MIA, he was a prominent leader in the Montgomery bus boycott, sparked by the arrest of Rosa Parks in 1955. On December 5, 90% of Montgomery's black citizens stayed off the buses. Over 200 black-operated taxicabs agreed to let passengers ride at bus fare rates, while volunteer carpools were formed each day. After 3 months, a Montgomery grand jury met and concluded that the boycott was illegal. They proceeded to arrest 100 of the boycotters, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The boycott lasted 382 days. A hearing of the appeal was held before a federal court, and it was ruled that segregation laws concerning city buses on Montgomery could not be upheld because they were deemed unconstitutional. On November 13, 1956, the Supreme Court also declared Alabama's bus segregation laws unconstitutional. On August 28, 1963, the March on Washington, D.C. was held. Over 250,000 people, young and old, Christian and Jews, black and white, gathered as they marched to the Lincoln Memorial. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke, 50 years ago, "A great American, in whose symbolic shadow we stand today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation, but 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. Go back to Mississippi, go back to Alabama, go back to South Carolina, go back to Georgia, go back to Louisiana, go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia that the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right down in Alabama little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, we'll be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." On September 15, 1963, four little girls were killed as they recited their Sunday school lessons. Demands for a strong civil rights bill came from all sides. A bill was presented to Congress before President Kennedy's assassination on November 22, 1963. It was passed by the Senate and signed by President Johnson on July 2, 1964. Dr. King was assassinated on the balcony of Room 306 at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4, 1968. He died at St. Joseph's Hospital from a gunshot wound to the neck.